What are your concerns about the location now?
The problem with the location is that it is in the city's floodplain. It's in a 100-year floodplain, which is much less than that now, as we know, considering climate change and so many different other factors that have happened with Larry's brook and environs. So it is within our regulations that we do not build within the floodplain.
What's the reaction you've received to these concerns that you've raised?
Well, in terms of the public certainly has been, you know, very supportive of this initiative. People have great concerns, and I think with great cause. I sit as a board member, a representative from the City of St. John's on Pippi Park Commission. So I do know that there has been engagement with Pippi Park Commission, Memorial University of Newfoundland and Labrador. Of course, they have a lot of built infrastructure certainly within that area as well. And when I brought it to council, the issue, it was immediately staff pulled together, and we wrote a formal letter on behalf, the mayor did on behalf of council, to Minister Crocker to air our concerns, to congratulate certainly the government on moving forward, because we certainly commend them on this long overdue action to replace the mental health facility. But we have such incredible pressure right now on that area, and floodplains, wetlands are huge issues for us in the city right now. And with increasing climate change issues, this is something that cannot be ignored. And these issues, these comments certainly have been brought forward on a multiple occasions. And then, of course, on Friday, I noticed that there was an RFI, not an RFP, an RFI that went out. And so my concern is that things will proceed. And, of course, the government trumps municipalities. So it's just really important that this be acknowledged, that the public understand this, because this could impact existing infrastructure, not only the university and Pippi Park area, but many areas beyond that. And we do know that we've had a serious flooding issue in that particular area. And to build upon it, to me, is inconceivable.
The idea, I understand, was to try to incorporate it into the existing healthcare system, the health sciences, that sort of thing. What's a good alternate location, in your opinion?
Well, I fully support the concept of co-location, is what it's called, where you make sure that the mental health facility is, attached or close to services, regular physical services that are needed for people, because, you know, sometimes you're treating a whole body. You know, it's a holistic approach to medicine, and I certainly applaud that, and I think it does destigmatize mental health issues. But the problem is they're bumping out the infrastructure into the floodplain, which is closer to the parkway. The Health Sciences Center has a very significant piece of property there, a huge area that, of course, is parking. We know that the parking has been a contentious issue, certainly for the public, for some time. But the question is, why isn't this infrastructure built further, a little bit further north, a little bit further north, a little bit further west? There's, I'm sure, a number of different possibilities that could be looked at. And again, that's all in the design. So these are the considerations that I certainly implore the Health Sciences Center and the provincial government to look at. On behalf of myself, certainly as a mental health advocate, myself as deputy mayor, and certainly as a member of the Pippi Park Commission as well, too, I think residents are going to be very concerned about this if this goes forward.
Sheila O'Leary, thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda.